When Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won landslide national elections in Myanmar last year, there were high hopes for changes that she would bring. But as violence against the Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State worsens, it's clear that some of those expectations won't be met. There are reports that dozens of people who have been killed and tens of thousands forced to flee in the latest military crackdown. Now, the UN is calling on the government to let aid agencies in and investigate the claims, but Ms. Suu Kyi insists the military's response is based on the rule of law. Dr. Nicholas Farrelly is the director of the Myanmar Research Centre at the ANU and the co-editor of Conflict in Myanmar, War, Politics and Religion. Thank you for your time tonight. The tensions in Rakhine State, they've been building for a while. What's caused this latest violence?
So what's happened, Patricia, is that over the past couple of months, we've seen an escalation of the simmering communal tensions in that very remote corner of the country, right hard up against the border with Bangladesh. And the Myanmar government asserts that there has been infiltration, not only over the long term by illegal migrants, but perhaps in more recent times by better organised and, they claim, better armed adversaries. Who have required a very significant Myanmar military presence to muscle itself up, and ongoing counter-insurgency operations mean that the Myanmar government is incredibly sensitive about access to the townships right along the border. It's a pretty unclear picture. Plenty of the folks looking at the humanitarian situation, which is quickly turning into a crisis, having to rely on satellite imagery and the like to try and work out exactly what's happening on the ground. But given that murkiness and the difficulties of everything that's currently happening, I think we should all be quite concerned that this is clearly an issue that the Myanmar government isn't handling all that well right now, and where more international resources are going to need to be focused.
Some activists say more than 100 people have been killed. There are allegations that women have been raped, villages burnt. Is there any way of knowing just how serious the situation is, or quantifying exactly what's happened?
It's really tough, partly because this is the one area of Myanmar which has, since time immemorial, been cut off from most of the other centres of power and influence and information. There's a mountain range that blocks it off from Yangon and from Mandalay. The easiest way to get backwards and forwards is actually by boat. Of course, nowadays, a few flights tend to go up to northern Rakhine State each day, but they're only for wealthy people. For everyone else, this is a region where if you're born there, you very likely die there. And people, of course, have struggled to make ends meet. Overlaid with that, there has been the difficulties faced by Muslim and Buddhist communities. They came to blows. Your listeners will recall back in 2012, there were other incidents in 2013. It then seemed to calm down, but these last couple of months of 2016 have been quite horrendous, but nobody knows exactly how bad it is, and certainly the Myanmar government under Aung San Suu Kyi's leadership is being very cautious about the sorts of information that are being released publicly. They have their reasons to some extent, but of course many people both in Myanmar and elsewhere had hoped that the election last year of this National League for Democracy government would actually lead to greater openness and transparency, and that doesn't yet seem to be the case.
Aung San Suu Kyi has rejected the accusations against the military. Is there any reason to think she doesn't know what's happening?
I think Aung San Suu Kyi will find it difficult to have a full picture of all of the operational and tactical details in an area like those townships of northern Rakhine State. We've seen other flashpoints erupt over the last couple of days, particularly in parts of northern Shan State. I'm not sure that people outside the military command bunkers in Naypyidaw will have a full idea of what's going on. We should, of course, bear in mind that there are three key ministries in Aung San Suu Kyi's government that she does not control. Those are the ministries of Defence, home affairs and border affairs. And I think as your listeners would recognise, Patricia, those are exactly the three ministries that are most heavily involved in these internal security situations. Is Aung San Suu Kyi receiving the fullest possible briefings from the Commander-in-Chief of the Myanmar Armed Forces? I certainly don't know. But you'd have to think that there's a certain wariness on both sides. And that Aung San Suu Kyi is also struggling to understand these situations as they unfold.
The UN is calling for aid agencies to be allowed in and for an investigation. How likely is that to happen?
It's unlikely to happen immediately. In the medium term, I'd anticipate we will see greater international involvement in responding to this humanitarian situation. The Myanmar government has relatively few resources in that part of the country and is going to lean pretty heavily on all of the normal NGOs and the like that, of course, have already been responding to earlier waves of violence and discontent in some of those parts of Northern Rakhine State. And so there's a bit of a track record, and hopefully that can be used to bring, at least in the medium term, some extra security to people on the ground. And yet this will continue to fester. This is the kind of issue that doesn't get much attention, if any, when it's in its ordinary state, which is already quite bad. It's just when it tends to erupt with these brief moments of colour and violence that we are then paying attention. The rest of the time, it's a run-of-the-mill situation, which is right at the most depressing end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Dr. Nicholas Farrelly, thank you for your time tonight.
Okay, thanks very much, Patricia.
And that's the director of the Myanmar Research Centre at the ANU and the co-editor of Conflict in Myanmar, War, Politics and Religion. That's Dr. Nicholas Farrelly.